Okay, now the question is how did your relatives react to that?
Oh, that's a question. Damn, that's a good question. You're telling me, this is like asking kaun sa bachche se zyada pyar hai.
Even I sent one.
See you all. She's like, hey, it's okay.
Oh, oof. Guys. Hello, people of internet. Welcome to another episode of Badmash Baate. And I'm your host, Sukriti Grover. And for today's episode, we have Suhadi Shah with us. And before I begin talking about her, I discovered her content during the lockdown, majorly streams. And whenever I would open my laptop, I would see Suhadi Shah streaming. And I would be like, kabhi that's my job chal raha hai, kabhi Among Us chal raha hai, kabhi kuch, kabhi art therapy. And I would put it on my side and main apna kaam saath saath karti rehti thi, everything. And that would be so much fun to watch. But to be very honest, I don't know much about the mentalist and magician side of yours. So I want you to talk to me about that and like introduce yourself. How would you introduce yourself?
Well, this is rather funny for me because just like 7 months back, nobody would know me as a YouTuber, streamer or like how you described me right now.
Yeah.
That is an absolutely new identity to me and then you tell me that, oh, you don't know the mentalist side of me, which is like, oh,
yeah,
23 years of my life. Okay, wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to know. Because I feel what I feel, a lot of people found you out through that. And they would want to know how your life was before streaming. Because streaming ke alawa logo ko itna nahi idea hai, what I figured out.
No, I agree because I was just meeting a few people and then they were like, oh, my kid was telling that, oh, she's a YouTuber. And I'm like, so yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying the new identity, but yes, I am primarily a magician. And in magician, if you have to go deeper, I'm actually a mentalist. And that's what I do for a living. I've been a magician literally all my life, I can say, because I started performing as a kid. And I started performing magic shows as a hobby, and then it turned into a profession for me. And I think in the process of doing magic shows and traveling to cities for performances, my life is all about that. That's where all my learnings come from, all my adventures come from. Everything else that I have tried apart from magic has been there because of the lifestyle that magic as an art form gave me as I was performing it. So I think magic and magician and being a mentalist is my core identity. And then now I've started calling myself more of an artist because there's so many more things I've started doing. So, yeah.
Right. But how did it start for you? Because I've watched a stream of yours. I think it was at Biswa and you talked about how you started very early. It was decoding magic, something around that. I forgot.
I started performing magic like my first ever stage show was when I was 7 years old, and it wasn't like a show in a school or a party. It was a big 3-hour stage show with lights, music, 30 people to assist me. I'm flying in the air, cutting a person into half, and a proper stage illusion show. So that was like me 7 years old. And because the first show was at a massive level, the media picked it up and it was like a kickstart. And then there were a few more shows in my hometown, Ahmedabad. And then I came to Bombay for 3 months for performances. From Bombay, I got more contracts to perform in other cities. And then I went to US for a few months for performances. Oh. And I came back. So the moment I started performing, from that time onwards, the journey just started. There was not like a thing that, oh, now we think whether we should do it or not after the first show. It was just like we started it and there is no stopping. There was no looking back after that. Before that, there was a lot of like, but then it wasn't for me. It was for my parents. I was like 6 years old, you know, what a 6-year-old kid, what will happen? So I was like, I have to do magic, karna hai. Deal with it. You know, my parents used to be like, oh, no, she's so adamant about it. So I've got really supportive parents who are not like, बच्चा कुछ बोल रहा है तो ज्यादा के पढ़ाई कर टाइप यू नो मतलब दे विल ऑलवेज
एनकरेज
या नो दे पे अटेंशन टू व्हाट द किड इज सेइंग नॉट जस्ट मी इवन माय एल्डर ब्रदर दे विल पे अटेंशन एंड इफ आई से दैट आई वांट टू डू कंप्यूटर दे विल पुट मी इन अ कंप्यूटर क्लास लाइक अगर अलाउड नहीं है बच्ची तो स्पेशल परमिशन लेके मेरी बच्ची को करना है तो आप करो इफ आई से आई वांट टू स्विमिंग आई वाज आई बिकेम अ स्विमर लाइक आई वाज अ मेडलिस्ट इन गुजरात सो माय पेरेंट्स इवन इफ एज अ किड आई से समथिंग they would just take it seriously and they would just do it. So what happened as a kid also, we would be now very conscious of what we are going to say because parents are just going to agree to it.
Yeah.
And like, haan karo, kisne mana kiya hai? So I was like, okay. So when I came to, like I remember going to my father and telling him, Papa, mujhe magic karna hai. And Baba was like, first time he said, dada ke padhai kar and you know, focus on your other thing.
Yeah.
So I went up to him again. I was like, mujhe magic karna hai. You know, and he was like, second time also, like, so I was adamant. I kept going to him. And then I remember he asking me, what magic you want to do? Like, if you want to do school and party, no matlab. You know, want to do a bada stage show, karo to matlab hai. And I was like, okay, let's do a stage show. And then he started. Then I don't come from an entertainment background. I don't come from a family of magicians. And magic as an art form in India is very difficult to learn.
Okay.
So then my parents got struggle started of finding people who could teach me magic, assistance, set up a show. It was a 8-9 month process of finding people, doing the setup, rehearsing. It was a long process. But then eventually the first show happened and it all began from there.
That's a very cute story, and I hope sabke parents aise hi hue yaar. This is so cute.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know,
do you edit in between, or it's like going to be unfiltered?
edit sirf thoda sa rehta hai, like the framing and all will be different. So yeah. But I wanted to know, when this show happened, how did you feel as a kid? Ki kaisa laga the first time when you went on the stage and what?
I was 7 years old, yeah. I mean, very honestly, mere ko memory nahi hai.
The
only thing I vaguely remember is that So it was a big show. Like there was Gujarat ki puri ministry thi. There was us waqt ke chief minister the. It was like a media tha. It was like a big show. The thing was that I know now. That time I did not know what a chief minister means. That time I did not know Gujarat ki ministry a media kya hota hai. No, for me,
right.
7 years old, you don't understand all these things.
Yeah.
So, but all I knew is that a lot of people going to watch. There were like 1,000 people. It was a big auditorium. So I just knew that there were a lot of people going to watch. तो मेरे दिमाग में था मुझे क्या करना है मेरे को जो सिखाया है मुझे जाके वो करना है दैट्स इट सो आई हैव टू वॉक हियर देन आई हैव टू गो देयर माइक पकड़ना है ये डायलॉग बोलना है देन डू दिस सो फॉर मी इट वाज मोर लाइक यू नो हाउ यू गिव वाइवा
या
टीचर बुलाएगी जाके ये जवाब देने हैं अगर ये सवाल पूछेंगे तो ये बोलना है एंड यू गिव एन आप वापस आके बैठ जाओ सो फॉर मी दिस वाज द प्रोसेस इट वाज ऑल अबाउट के आई नो व्हाट शो आई हैव टू डू तो मैं गई मैंने मेरा शो किया मैं वापस आ गई एंड दैट्स प्रीटी मच देयर इज नो अदर मेमोरी आई हैव ऑफ इट
So, how are people in school about you doing magic? How did they react to that?
Oh, okay. So, I did not go to school.
Oh.
So.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, so, I went to school to standard 1.
Yeah.
Because 7th standard. Tak, jab main 7 saal ki thi, sorry. So, tab tak main school gayi till 7-1. But once the show thing started...
Okay.
It so happened that I couldn't go to school because I was performing so much. I was performing 9 months a year that my shows would clash with exam dates. My show would clash with, like, you know, things that are happening, important dates in the school. And I couldn't attend all of those. So, udhar bhi bahut lambi story of how I had to convince my parents had to convince my principal of how it is okay if she doesn't attend school and still be kind to her. And you know how, so I was not a registered student of my school, but I could visit my school whenever I wanted.
Oh,
but that was like hardly like 10 days, 15 days. Because when I was in the town, I was still in the school.
Oh, okay.
So it never really happened that I got time to visit school. So yeah, just a standard one. And after that, I would visit school either to give a lecture to some students or koi assembly mein mujhe kuch lecture dena hai as a motivational talk.
Right.
I became more of this representative of the school rather than a student of the school. Like, ki ye hamari school ki bachchi hai types. But I was never really attending. I was not a student. I was not a registered student. Then good.
Okay. And then how would the exams happen for you?
They did not happen for me.
Oh.
I did not go to school. I mean, there was no schooling at all after that.
All right. So then how... Okay, now the question is, how did your relatives react to that?
Oh, that's a question. Damn, that's a good question. So I remember... Oh my God. So very early, I don't remember. But I think early teens... I remember, okay, you know, so I come from a very conventional Marwadi family.
Yeah.
So Rajasthan ka ekdam typical Marwadi family jo hota na, waha se aati.
Right.
So my parents have been really brave when it came to me and my brother. They were more like, meri beti ko kuch karna hai to wo karegi. Meri beti ko kuch karna hai to wo karega. Whatever people say, irrespective of that. So agar unko bahut bolna hai, wo tel lene jaye. We are going to do what we want to do. And that confidence my parents gave me and my brother as well. So I know my parents would not tell me, but I have heard my relatives say ki are ladki hai school nahi jati hai jadu shadu kar rahi hai kya hoga iska kaun shaadi karega kya bhavishya school bol to bhi nahi. So it was like a first thing was ladki, second thing was school nahi ja rahi, massive,
yeah,
and third jadu kar rahi hai, which is not even like a reputed art form,
right?
So everything for them to digest was huge. But I don't think it mattered to my parents. They're like, tu kar, you know, there was like,
that's
they had a lot of faith in me. Like,
yeah.
I sometimes doubt my parents. I'm like, what was wrong with you guys? Like, you know, you think if you are a parent, would you do that to your child? I mean, were you okay with it? And it sometimes made me wonder was that would I be so brave if my child walks up to me and tells me ki usko school wo nahi ja sakti aur usko magic karna hai. It is tricky, right? But kudos. I mean, I am really grateful to my parents for the decisions they made for me and the faith they had in me. Ki yaar ye ladki kuch na kuch to kar hi legi, bhale school jaye ke nahi jaye.
Yeah, but then how do you feel that right now you get recognition more for your streaming rather than your magic and mentalism thing?
I don't think that matters to me much. Because I think I feel good. I should not say it matters. Doesn't matter. It actually makes me feel good. Because there's a different personality to me other than magic, which I've been able to now put out through my streams. So when you see my shows, it's a very where you come on the stage, or if you're in the audience, I'm on stage. You know, I read minds. I predict the future. The vibe is very mysterious. It's sort of serious, a little bit of fun. But there's a lot of mystery to it. I'm not like chilled up with the chirpy me.
Yeah.
So streaming and I'm really grateful to the entire streaming community also to have supported so well. And I think the streaming gave me opportunity to show the other side of me where I can be like playing games, I'm having fun, let's have a chat, let's just make our groups and, you know, tease each other and the other fun side of me, which I think never came out on a stage. So I'm pretty happy about it. I'm really enjoying it. And I don't mind how kaise bhi pehchano, bas achhi tarike se streaming ho ya magic ho.
Right.
Because Subhiti, I feel it very simply. Like, for example, when you started coming on our chats, you know, we got to know you. We got to know you, even though I had not seen you initially. When I saw you in my chats and commenting, I never saw your face. I did not know your vibe initially. But when you started chatting and, you know, we got to know how fun person you are and things like that. So what happened was we tried to explore more side of you. And today we know you as a good person. Like, even though I had not seen your podcast or I had not known what all you do in your life, we just know that, oh, she's a fun person. So I think for me, being recognized as a fun person is a good thing, or a happy person, or just a nice person. It's just now And once you know me, like once you know me as a streamer, and then you start investing your time into watching more of your streams, you eventually figure out what all I do. Like how we figured out today that you do so much. So I think it's just about that. It's just about knowing each other.
Right. So I want to know about some stage experiences. Ye to abhi on stream to abhi, I'll come on that later, but I want to know about some stage experiences. Like how any experience which you think ki yaar ye kuch ho sakta hai, oopsie moment type ho sakta hai, ya fir it could be like a very fun moment, ya fir aapke liye kuch this was unexpected, itna badhiya reaction ho gaya ya, something like that.
There are so many such moments, Didi. There are so many. I mean, so the thing about magic is, and stage is, ki agar mistakes hoti bhi hai, bloopers hoti bhi hai, I laugh in my head, but the audience never gets to know it because, you know, you cover it up somewhere.
Okay.
And the few moments where the audience gets to know it, it's all about making a joke out of it. You know, like I always say this, even when I go wrong, I always say this, guys, I've got your money because you paid for this show. Aap logo ka entertainment bigger try, okay? So, you know, it's like you make a joke out of things go wrong or stuff like that. So, and magic mein agar cheeze galat jaati hai, it is bad. Like I remember once I revealed a person's first crush's name.
Right.
Like I told him, think about a person important to you and all. And he could have thought of anybody. And this guy started thinking of his first crush's name.
Right.
And then I just wrote down on a paper and I told him, okay, I kept it to myself.
Yeah.
And his audience sitting there. And I told him, okay, on my count of three, can you say this person's name out loud? And he's like, no. I'm like, no, you have to say because I've written it. It's my show. He's like, I had to convince him. He's like, okay, then I'll just say the name and all that. But then he was very adamant of like, you know, he was very like, ki nahi batao to chalega and all of that. So then I was like, okay, I'll just show it to you. Just agree that it is yes or no. So then we did like, we just showed it to him. He said, agreed. The applause was not as great. But eventually we figured out that his wife audience mein baithi thi. And he said, oh, his first crush.
Achha.
I was like, so there are many such moments where now before we reveal any personal information, we started taking permissions. Ki, are you okay with me revealing this? Because there are so many such moments where we have revealed things, like I've revealed things which I shouldn't have, and I feel like it's okay.
So which city has been like most welcoming, or you have enjoyed performing there? Aisi koi ek particular city hai, like you are like, yahan show mil jaye na, I would really want to go again.
Yeah, it's that is a very wrong question to ask an artist. And you are telling me this is like asking kaun sa bachche se zyada pyar hai. You tell me where do I want to go, I'll tell you places. But jidhar ki audience achhi hai, don't ask me to come
there. Nahi, audience nahi, like one city which was chalo theek hai, okay. Let's
okay, I'll tell you.
How?
So I have loved Chennai. A lot. It's always been very welcoming, very warm. I love people over there.
Yeah.
You know, for us, the thing about cities become is how you see a show. So it's never really a city. It's about mera show wo city mein kaisa hua tha. Wo city ab waisi ban jati hai.
Okay.
So cities are all about how your show went there. So for me, Chennai has been good. Hyderabad, Bangalore has been good. I have loved college fest. Whenever you go to a college fest, the vibe. Matlab, thodi der ke liye college ke bache aisa feel karate the ki bas ab main hi hoon yaar is duniya mein aur koi hai hi nahi. Apko nij bhagwan hai. But then eventually you get down off the stage and the other artist comes in and then, oh, unko bhi wo log waisa hi feel kara. So you realize, okay, this is them. It's just the college people, it's not me. So I think it's just the energy. Whenever the energy is high, whenever people are responding more, you just love that audience more. This is that.
Right. And by the way, guys, if you haven't noticed, I'm really trying hard to twin with Suhani today. When I'm bald, temporarily short curly. So yeah, and now I want to ask about this. How did streaming happen? Streaming kaise chalu hua tha?
If you want a twin, then I feel like I should wear glasses. But my glasses are dirty right now. Okay, streaming shuru hua with the with lockdown.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be very honest. I had thought of streaming long time ago.
Yeah.
When I'd seen Tanmay stream.
Yeah.
And I had discussed this also with my company. And we were thinking, but then it never happened. Like, time nahi mila. It was just a passing thought. Aise do conversations uspe ho gaye aur bas. Because you're traveling, you're performing, you don't want to do an entire setup, stay at home.
Yeah,
as an artist, I never thought ki main ek jagah pe baith ke life mein kuch karungi. So it was that. But the moment lockdown happened, pehle do mahine was like, hum kya hi karne wale hain. Then Tanmay invited me to on his stream, and it was a lot of fun. Then after a few days of that, Samay invited me to his stream. So that was a lot of fun. And then I was like, oh, this is fun. And I mean, lockdown, there's nothing to lose. I mean, I was scared to for only one reason, that what if I am not received well? What if there are trolls and all these negative comments? Will I be able to handle them? Am I that thick-skinned, you know? Can I be this person ke, are comments mein jo bhi aaye, mereko jo karna hai, main karungi. Am I that kind of person or not? I mean, I had not identified that.
Yeah.
But still, I had a very good supportive team. So I really have to give credit to my friends and my team who were like, karegi nahi tab tak pata kaise chalega, aur agar abhi lockdown mein try nahi kiya to fir to kabhi try nahi kar sakte.
True.
This is the time. If you don't try now, then you can't expect ki show shuru ho jayenge, lockdown khatam hoga, duniya normal ho gaya, fir aap shuru karoge. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Also, aur kuch karne ko hai bhi nahi. So just do it and see how
That's what I wanted to ask you. Ki ab to jaise shows chalu ho rahe hai, so how are you going about it right now? Ki kyunki now ho sakta hai ki audience ko thoda sa aisa lagne lag jaye ki are shows chalu ho gaye, she gonna forget us, stream nahi hoga, aise thoughts aa rahe honge. So forget wala to nahi hone wala, I think. but so streams kam ho jayenge ya kuch aisa scene.
Okay, I'm going to be really honest. Streams come to honge. Like, I'm not going to be this person, nahi nahi stream karenge and all that.
Haan.
And ho gaye hai already. Because there's so much happening. It's not just about live shows. There's other work also that's coming in. And then you have to like really manage all of that at the same time. Streams come honge, but band nahi honge for sure. I am genuinely trying to make a schedule of doing these. I'm not going to tell the number here because then I'll have to live by that. But I'm genuinely trying to put in a schedule ke ek hafte mein meri itni stream ho. You know? And then also that the show that I've created, that's my job. So that's my job. The series has really picked up. People love that series. So I really want to continue that series because it's a lot of fun. So you know how I want to do that's my job ke live streams. And I also want to just be there for the members and keep streaming, stay relevant and chit chat and, you know, share my moods with people, know what is their views and stuff that. So I'm definitely continuing streaming. That is for sure. And I'm definitely playing games on stream. I love doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to do live shows. I'm also going to be doing other things that I do.
Yeah.
That would eventually start. But streaming is not something that was like a shows nahi ho rahe iske streaming kar lo. It has now become more like ke streaming bhi ab hai. It is a part of my lifestyle now. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. But so talking about that's my job, how did you come up with that? Even the new one, that's my story. Uspe guys main bhi aayi thi ek bari.
Oh, yes, you were there on That's My Story. I remember.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fun. You were fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so That's My Job happened. I started streaming and I was always, of course, looking for ideas on what is it that I could do. And there was this one episode, one stream where I had called comedians Akash Gupta, Nishant Suri, Aishwarya Mohanraj and Shankar Chigani to play Bollywood Scribble. So there was Scribble, but guessing Bollywood movies.
Yeah.
So that was the stream. After that, the comedians and I were just chit-chatting and Shankar called me he wanted to record something else for his Instagram. And I was like, okay, sure. So then I spoke to Shankar again for his recording bit. And then Shankar and I just chatted like, uske baad aise Zoom call chalu tha aur hum aise gappe lada rahe the. And Shankar said, ki, why don't you do something like this? Like he had this idea and I was like, I don't know, it'll work. No, because
this exact thing he pitched, ki you can do something around this.
I will not say, like, I mean, let's say almost exact. Let's keep it that way.
Okay.
Because number of people nahi decided the kya do log honge guest mein ke panch log honge, but concept was this. Okay.
Right.
And I was like, okay, because you know, when it's not executed, when it's just an idea, you don't know how it's gonna look like.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's see, we'll try and you figure out. फिर एक बार मुझे स्ट्रीम करना था एंड आई वाज लाइक क्या करें एंड आई वाज लाइक ओके लेट्स ट्राई व्हाट शंकर सेड सो आई कॉल्ड अप शंकर एंड शंकर आई रियली चैटेड टू मेक दिस शो कि कैसा ये करे तो क्या होगा उसका नाम क्या दे हम हाउ अबाउट दैट्स माय जॉब हाउ अबाउट दिस सो वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट एंड देन आई वाज लाइक किसको बुलाए फर्स्ट वे देन आई हैड टू फाइंड द टू कॉमेडियंस सो आई एक्चुअली अप्रोच्ड सपन वर्मा एंड साहिल शाह
Yeah.
And they were such good people, yaar. वो ऐसे ही मान गए कि हाँ हाँ मैंने पूरा एक्सपेरिमेंट करी पूरा फेल हो सकता है
yeah.
like, कोई बात नहीं यार लेट्स गो हैव फन देखते हैं क्या होता है And I was so glad, यार के मतलब उन्होंने मान लिया And those two was, I'm just so happy that those two were perfect people to start with. Because they understood the game well.
Okay.
They asked right questions. You know, कभी कभी they don't understand the game, वो कुछ भी पूछते तो लगता है कि boring game है.
They
asked right questions. They guessed right. They also correctly guessed the profession sometimes.
Yeah.
They made the entire show so entertaining that I felt at the end of the day, oh, dude, this is a good concept. And Sapan and Sahil also appreciated it. Shankar appreciated it. And I was like, okay, let's give it a try. Let's give it like two, three episodes aur karke dekhte hain. And that's it.
So then, how did you first episode के लिए लोग कैसे decide किए for the people?
They were all my friends. They were all my
friends. Oh, okay.
Because I was like कि पता नहीं ये पचका हो गया तो मतलब fail हो गया
हाँ.
stream. So I did not want to. I was like मेरे दोस्तों को बुलाओ कि जो पचका भी हो गया तो ऐसे साथ दे देंगे बुरा नहीं मानेंगे. तो I remember my first cousin was there as a graphic designer. One of my friends was there as a sailor, surfer. So they were all people I know of. And you know, it's yeah. like, aja bhai, aja. My friend tha, jo director tha. And, you know, they were all in my first episode.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how it happened. And then uske baad do teen episodes aur mein, there was Uruj and Viraj. And then in one of the episodes, Samay and Tanmay came in.
Yeah.
And then that's my job just picked up after that episode.
Oh.
It's like everybody got to know about it more. And then then it's history. Everybody sees after that. Then many people came in. And
right. So how do you manage this entire thing now? Like ki kisko lekar aana hai like as a guest and then people who jiska job guest karenge people for that.
Okay.
How do you figure
Let
that
out? Let me not take any credit for this. Because I have like an amazing, amazing team that really takes care of it. So I have Niharika Bhanushali, who's my manager.
Okay.
There's also Prashita, who's my manager. And these two girls have been like out there doing everything. So they'll be like, isko aur isko bulate hain, isko aur isko bulate hain. Then they only approach those. Main phone karu uske bina to call chala gaya hota hai hum logo ko. Ki can you come on Swani stream and okay confirm, Swani ye confirmed hai. So then they'll be like, acha, kal ye log do aa rahe hain, to ye do aa rahe hain, to inke saath humko aise logo ko lana chahiye, waise logo ko lana chahiye. Then they'll send me a list of people. Ki we have sailor, we have director, we have cake baker, we have this, 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 this. And they'll shortlist and send it to me. And then I'll be like, acha, ye. That's the only thing I do. I just say, ki starting mein easy ke liye isko bula do, uske baad difficult ke liye, third ke liye most difficult, ye, fourth ke liye ekdam easy, ye. That's all I do. It's
oh.
this team behind that is outstanding. Also,
wow.
people who apply for That's My Job. So there's
yeah.
an email ID for thatsmyjob@gmail.com. So if you want to take part, just send emails on that.
Guys, even I sent one. But tab tak fir logo pata chal gaya mera job.
But then we can't get you. People see you and say like, hey, Sukriti.
That is the thing. No, but then I, like, apart from YouTube also, I do stuff, right? So.
But I think now you have changed your place. Instead of the participant, you can come as a celebrity.
Oh, oof. Guys. But yeah, chalo, I'll reveal actually, not many people know this, guys. I am actually a communication designer and I'm studying psychology as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I remember you applying with
yeah.
psychology and you didn't apply as a podcaster and all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, we can get her. And I was like, no, but that's Sukriti. उसकी शक्ल यहाँ दिखेगी, चैट यहाँ पे शुरू हो जाएगी एंड दैट्स इट गेस्ट.
मतलब टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट आई एम सो आई वाज सो ओवरवेल्म्ड कि अब लोग मेरे को सिर्फ चैट पे पहचान जाते हैं एंड दैट आई मीन आई नेवर थॉट दैट वुड हैपन टू मी. मैंने लोगों के साथ देखा है बट नाउ व्हेन दे सी मी दे जस्ट स्टार्ट टैगिंग मी एंड आई एम लाइक ओ माय गॉड. अब लाइक इवन व्हेन आई हैव टू हैव यू सीन दैट आई थिंक यू मस्ट हैव सीन दैट वीडियो यू वर इन द थंबनेल पिकअप लाइंस वन व्हेन आई ट्राइड पिकअप लाइंस ऑन यू. सो आई मेड अ वीडियो आउट ऑफ दैट एंड यू वर इन द थंबनेल. So,
I have to check.
So उस वीडियो का कॉन्सेप्ट ये था दैट आई ट्राइड फर्स्ट आई ट्राइड पिकअप लाइन्स ऑन फीमेल स्ट्रीमर्स एंड देन आई ट्राइड पिकअप लाइन्स ऑन गाइज. सो क्या एंड देन द थिंग वॉज लोगों ने बोला नाउ चेंज योर नेम बिकॉज अब लोगों को पता है दिस इज फॉर अ वीडियो. आई एम लाइक ओके बट मेरे को वो but then I thought okay I'll think about it I'll see but
I think you've done a great job there to you know I it is such a difficult task to connect with people not like one or two person.
Yeah.
It's such a difficult task to connect with people just by chatting where a lot other people are. Yeah. Chatting like there'll be 5,000 people out there chatting and you still made a mark over there. People now recognize you just with your name in chat box.
Right.
Kudos to you for doing that job. I mean you know I feel it's easy for us to say that. I'm sure there's so much of dedication going in there. I remember you messaging us on streams at like 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. I mean, this girl is staying up and she's doing all of this and it's not easy. It's easy to say ke hi ya to aake comment bhi kare na, but guys I mean it's still not easy to even get ideas, be creative, be there, be active, look out for validation.
Yeah.
So many times the chat would just go unnoticed for which you would have stayed up for like an hour and great patience, everything. That's right. Great thing that even you've achieved by doing that.
Thank you. This means so much to me. But yeah, actually, you know, I really, when you said that there's a lot of thinking going around that, it does, because I really thought on those Among Us pickup lines.
Damn, your pickup line was like, I was like, oh my God, this girl is something.
Yeah, but what else do you are you planning for your channel now? Like vlogs, I'm seeing. Abhi maine ek vlog dekha. It was a very fun vlog, the shooting one. It was very nice. I like how are you filming those? Somebody helping you out with those? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a team.
Okay.
So I do have an editor who also shoots for me. So it's like a person who's shooting is also editing. And his name is Tejas Rahate.
Yeah.
I think great job this boy does. And I love his shooting style. I love his editing and he's a nice guy. So, you know, it's just good rapport also.
Right.
So I always say it's always a team that helps you build. I mean, you can be good, but you always need to have a team that helps you, you know, grow more. And I'm just fortunate to have found people. And honestly, these people I found all during lockdown. You know, from the Discord community or through friends of friends and recommendations. I'm like, yeah, editor chahiye, koi batao, to koi batata hai. Hum idhar baat karte hai, udhar baat karte hai. Even other than Tejas, the other editors who work for me, Rahul and Sukansh. I mean, Sukansh just met me on Discord and he stays in Delhi. And if you remember my 2020 Rewind video.
Yeah, yeah.
The most appreciated video so far. I mean, this guy worked for 15 days on that video. And I'm like, bhai,
oh my God.
So, it is just amazing to find how we have connected with so many people during lockdown, which otherwise we wouldn't have. I mean,
right.
It's irony, like you're not allowed to meet people and all that, but the way it's not just about meeting and knowing these people, the kind of connection that's developed. It is amazing. Like about you, I wouldn't have met you ever if this wasn't the lockdown. And it's not just that now we know each other. It's not just that we have one conversation or something like that. Now if there's Sukriti, I mean, hey, I know. It'll be interesting to now catch up with you, have a cup of coffee and know more about you. So
right.
It's just interesting how this lockdown has changed our life in so many ways and at so many levels.
Talking about lockdown, I wanted to know how was your mental health during the lockdown?
I am going to give huge credit to streaming and people, streaming community and people who supported me as a streamer for my mental health and for my sanity. I get scared to even think about what would have happened if I wasn't streaming, or if I wasn't doing anything constructive, or even if it's not literally anything that helps me connect with people or be out there. So just the thought of it is also scary. And how it's been after I started streaming, it's been great. I mean, there have been sleepless nights, but those sleepless nights have not been because of anxiety, depression, loneliness. The sleepless nights have been because I was playing Among Us with the Jagratha gang. And I think I'm okay with that kind of sleepless night.
Okay, I got two questions now. First, so did art therapy play any role in this? And how did you come up with that actually? Mere paas apni art therapy ki notebook yaha hai. I did all those activities in here.
Yeah, mera bhi yaha hai. Dude, crazy, right? Dude, Chaturupa has been so good. So I know I did on 10th October 2020, it's the World Mental Health Awareness Day. I did this 9-hour long stream on mental health.
Yeah.
We really called a lot of people to talk about different topics. So we had our physical health, mental health, about games, about homosexuality, and a lot of things. Like, a lot of things were involved in just 1 hour. And in that 1 hour was about art therapy, expressive arts therapy. And Chaturupa was my therapist in that particular session.
Right.
And Chaturupa did art therapy session with me, Sid Warrior, I think few other people were also there. And just in those 30 minutes with Chato, we did this quick therapy, and I still had an insight. I still had like a realization even in those 30 minutes. And I was like, whoa, this was something. And then I realized that there's something that needs to be explored and can be, and needs to reach to people. Yeah. Because it's not just that I'm going to be helped. It's people need this in today's time. So if I'm making people stay up late all night, I think it's only fair that I give them art therapy sessions for their sanity.
Yeah.
And even there, if it wasn't for Chato, I don't think art therapy sessions would have happened. I think she is brilliant, and she does it brilliantly. She explains it brilliantly, that people are able to connect with her. And I think people should do it, be a part of it. If not the art therapy streams, but if anything that helps them, it could be any form of art, it should be encouraged.
Right. And my second question was Jagratha gang. How did this happen? Matlab ye Jagratha gang bana kaise? Mujhe iske bare mein janna hai.
You know, I really want to go out and ask people the question ki Jagratha gang kaise bana.
नहीं जगराता गैंग. So,
या बिल्कुल आइडिया नहीं है. पता है क्या होता था, रात को सब फ्री होते थे तो ऐसे स्ट्रीमिंग शुरू करते थे. एंड स्ट्रीमिंग शुरू करते थे तो फिर वो होता था कि सबको फोन करके बुला, क्योंकि अमंग अस इज अ पर्टिकुलर गेम, यू नीड सर्टेन नंबर ऑफ पीपल टू प्ले.
राइट.
सो यू हैड टू, इफ आई वांट टू प्ले द गेम व्हिच आई लव प्लेइंग अमंग अस एंड आई एम लाइक मुझे खेलना है.
हां,
ही लाइक ओके, आई वुड लाइक रियली फिगर आउट कौन खेल रहा है अमंग अस. आई रियलाइज ओके, तन्मय स्ट्रीम कर रहा है अमंग अस. आई पुट अ मैसेज टू तन्मय, तन्मय इवन आई इट्स इररिस्पेक्टिव कि मुझे इनवाइट किया है कि नहीं.
या
देन आई वांट टू प्ले अमंग अस एंड देन आई लाइक जोएल इज लाइक जोएल आई वांट टू प्ले अमंग अस. इट्स you don't invite me, I'm self-inviting, you know. So I would tell people, and then I would start my own stream, and I want more people, so I would figure out kaun online hai. Haan, usko live stream ke beech mein I would call up, and I'm like, Among Us, aja na, khelna. Let's khel. Chat mein sab log bhi call, aray chat, tell this person to play Among Us with me.
Yeah.
You know, we have pestered people to play Among Us with me.
And lot of new people got into streaming through that also.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But I think Jagratha Gang was all about, also about Ryder. I mean, Nishant Tanvir. I think if it wasn't Nishant, I also wouldn't have... I think
when
he said that, it was a vibe that we had to play so much that if we have to play, then we will call everyone.
Recently went on his show also. Delhi mein hua tha. Recently went on his show.
Oh, that's lovely. How was it? It was great.
I was hoping that he would recognize me, but he didn't. I think so. Yeah. Bahut disappointment hua tha. But fir maine picture click karke, I put a caption there on my story. Trying pickup lines on streamers IRL.
That's so,
become
like a USP now.
Yeah, I'm like, at least koi dating app hi sponsor kar do. So yeah, anyway, so I wanted to know about this. Now what are you planning for your channel? Jaise abhi vlogs to jaise hai hi, what are now happening? But what else?
It is so unpredictable now, yaar. It is so unpredictable that I have stopped. Like, all I have started thinking is that in this moment, what I feel right, I'm gonna do it. Because 7 months ago, I never thought I'll stream. When I started streaming, I had no idea I'll do That's My Job. When I started doing That's My Job, I never thought there's going to be That's My Story and That's My Art. When these things happened, I in my life never thought I'll vlog.
Yeah.
But vlogging happened, and now vlogging is going to happen. I'm going to keep vlogging. I'm loving the vlogs. So it is... 7 months back, I couldn't have thought that if I had planned this, then there would be nothing to do. So now I've realized that I'm not going to plan. What I'm going to
plan as in like what, as a vague sa idea, ki what you are thinking, that I can try this too. Like vlogs, so just like vlogs.
I'm in an experimental phase. I've decided that 2021, my experiences hone wale aur learnings hone wale hai. So I've decided I'm going to join a few workshops. I've never attended like a learning workshop in my life.
Okay.
Because my school will be not gone, so it's a lot of self-learning pattern. Hai mera. So this, I've thought of, abhi tak maine kuch kiya nahi hai, but maybe I want to learn some new things this year, and I want to explore more of what I can do. So streaming ho gaya, vlogging ho gaya. If anything else comes, like gaming. I never thought I'd be termed as a gamer, and I got like these. Now I'm writing gamer, and I'm like, oh, I'm not really a gamer. Like, I'm a very bad gamer, if anything else. But I want to try it because I like playing games and stuff.
Yeah.
So, all I've thought is, I'm ready for the adventure, I'm ready for the experiences. All I'm going to do is I'm going to give my 100% and keep getting better at what I am doing. And let's see what happens, let's see where this takes me. That's
all right. Also, I want to know that I forgot. But the story of That's My Story. Uska kya story tha? How did that happen? Because when I first stream dekha tha uska, when it was like Honest Confessions, kuch naam tha, I think uska. Maine wo first stream dekha tha, but then you changed it to That's My Story. It's a better name. Because That's My Job or That's My Art ke saath ab wo thoda coincide kar raha tha.
Yeah, I'm thinking. So I and the team were sitting the other day and we were like, ek aur game show chahiye, That's My Job ke saath. Because kitna That's My Job dekhenge, people might get bored. So kya game show lai? And we were thinking, kya kare? Also, I wanted to do something with the voting system. YouTube chatting mein vote system nahi hai kuch bhi.
Yeah.
So we had to crack that also. So I wanted to do something with the voting system.
So the chat is also involved in this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tried something with Rahul Subramaniam and Kumar Varun before that, but that didn't work out too well. So we tried another game show lane ki koshish kari, and Honest Confessions was something inspired by Jimmy Fallon's Truth Confessions.
Yeah.
Or Truth Uts One Lie karke the game. Like it's a combination of a lot of these games that we've been playing. It's not like a new innovative concept. What made it a little more innovative was just the involvement of chat in voting.
Yeah.
Ki haan, ye sahi hai, hum vote karne wale, and if this comes right, they have to vote there. It was just that, and I wanted to again try it. And hence I called my friends on it. So and That's My Story is something I would do only with my friends. Like people I know their life. It can't be with somebody I invite who I don't know, I have not met, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I try to play That's My Story with Yeah, with my friends out there, come out, tell stories, let's see which is right, which is wrong, and things like that. So it was just, the idea was just to get another game show, and then we tried an error pe ye nikal gaya. Iske pehle bhi kuch aur try kiya tha jo work nahi kiya.
Yeah.
Ye kar gaya, to humne.
So if somebody who wants to start out khud ka aisa kuch game bana ke ya kuch aisa khud ka show banane ka, how do you think they should go about it? If they want to try it out, try something different from others.
Arre, I was gifted a poster yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a sec.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see if that poster is around.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, here it is. So my friend, who got me into streaming, was there ki mujhe karna hi hai, kya karegi baith kar, who got me into streaming. Gave me a poster yesterday to stick on my wall, and that's my suggestion to everybody who wants to start a new game or get into streaming or anything else. It's a very cliche thing, something you have heard in the past, but I'm going to still suggest this.
Yeah.
So it's my first card. If you have an idea, guys, just do it. Even if you don't have an idea, you just have like vaguely mujhe try karna hai kuch. Like mere game shows maine ko bahut vague the yaar. Wo karte karte ban gaye. Like ek, if you see the first episode of That's My Story, Honest Confessions, like dekhte hai kaisa ja raha hai. Second mate got even better. Third mate got like better. And wo karte karte, I think you need to be in momentum. You need to be moving. If you're just sitting there thinking to make it perfect, it's not going to happen. Start. कर दे एक बार, फिर उसको पता चलेगा तुझे क्या गलत हुआ, क्या गलत नहीं हुआ, कैसे उसको बेटर करना है. लोगों को ये कॉन्सेप्ट पसंद नहीं आ रहा है, ये गेम इतना इन्वॉल्विंग नहीं है, इतना एंगेजिंग नहीं है, ये बहुत फर्स्ट पर्सन हो रहा है, लोगों को कैसे इन्वॉल्व करें इसके अंदर, तो कौन सा एस्पेक्ट निकालना है, कौन सा इसमें एडिशन करना है, एंगेजमेंट कैसे बढ़ाए इसके अंदर, ह्यूमर पोर्शन कैसे बढ़ाए, इट नीड्स टू हैव अ लिटिल मोर इमोशंस आल्सो इन इट. सो यू once you get into the process of doing it, आपका दिमाग automatically उसके अंदर चलना शुरू होगा, and you'll find your own way. So सोच मत ज़्यादा, बस कर दे.
Okay, and again another question: how are you so energetic all the time? आप में इतनी energy कैसे
है? I preserve my energy when for the camera when it goes on. So the moment camera goes off, I'm like on the draw. Actually, that's not true. I generally, it's just weird. I mean,
like we have never seen
a very energetic person.
We have never seen Suhanisha a little like laid back. Yeah, thoda sa. करते हैं, अच्छा स्ट्रीम हो रहा है, ओके ओके, ऐसा थोड़ा शांत कभी भी नहीं. लाइक ऑलवेज यस गाइस चैट स्पैम आउट्स.
That is true. Generally, like even in my house, I mean, so like when everybody gets, when the moment I'm up in the morning, like I wake up, everybody knows ki ek bolu uth gayi hai. Main soane like it is prominent. There's going to be like main shor machaungi, main bahar jaungi, main sab ke sath chappar chappar karungi. Like the girl is very shant till the time I've not woken up. So I think it's just the general personality that I am generally a very energetic person. And I'm generally khush rehti hu. I mean, I'm generally like, I find solutions to problems. I try to find ways to be happy. And meko khush karna bahut asaan hai. I'm happy very easily. Like you come and give me like a clear, I'll be very thrilled. मतलब आप इस स्ट्रीम को इतने थोड़े मुझे कोई ऐसे चैट में तीन हार्ट्स भेज देगा, मैं उसी में खुश हो जाऊंगी. इमेजिन मुझे तीन हार्ट से इतनी खुशी मिलती, कोई स्पैम ही हो जाए हार्ट्स को तो यूफोरिया हो गया. आई गेट हैप्पी इन वेरी स्मॉल थिंग्स. And I think that's just it. And I think when you're happy, you're energetic. Aisa nahi hai ki low days nahi hote hain. There are of course low days. There are days where I do not want to get up. There may be days where I'm like, yaar, kya hai? Life is not all hunky-dory, you know. There are those days. But then again, I have understood that those are days. So there are happy days, there are not so happy days. And you know, when you're not so happy days, you just be kind to yourself. And you just be like, ye ek aaj ka din hai. Thoda ye bhi experience kar lo.
Yeah.
See what you can do today. Maybe read a book or watch a movie or just write something or plan your next show or sit with your mother or just have good food. You know, you find what you want to do on your low days. Otherwise, just sleep in the bed is also fine. It is okay to be in the bed on the days you're not feeling great or you're not willing to come out, because it's just a day. There will be next day when you want to come out and you jump out of your bed that day.
Yeah.
So I think I'm very kind to myself that way. And I listen to what my body and my mind wants and my audience wants. I make a balance between all of it. That's what I try to do.
Yeah, and I think that has really, really worked out for you, and it is working out still. Bahut hi, like how many subscribers did you have when you started streaming?
Half of what I have now. I would have had like 170 something.
Okay. So guys, yaar, matlab, tips please. I want some tips.
Consistency.
Okay.
Is my tip. I think people just like to know you. And like, I also feel like I feel bad. Like, it's been quite a few days that I haven't streamed. I streamed like 4 days back. But I feel bad like when I'm not able to stream and go out, because then it happens that, you know, people get invested into you. Now they want to. And I want to know people. I remember people who chat are in the chat every time. So now even I want to know, yaar, wo kya kar raha hai? Ye kya kar raha hai? You know? Sukriti kya kar rahi hai? Main stream nahi kar rahi. Kis stream pe ja ke kya makeup line use kar rahi hai? So once you get invested into each other, and itna time or energy aapne already invest kiya hai, and suddenly you disappear, it's not a happy feeling, you know. So I don't want to disappear like that. I want to be there. I want to be relevant. I want to talk to people. And it is such a give and take. Like, a lot of people during the new year were messaging me that, oh, because of you, the lockdown was a little easier. Because of you, the things went, we could smile a little bit more. We could sleep a little better. You know, we could just spend time with people watching your stream and commenting. And I was in my head thinking, oh, hello, guys. अगर आप नहीं होते तो मेरा क्या होता, वो तो आपको अंदाजा ही नहीं है. सो इट इज वी हु मेक ईच अदर. सो इफ यू आर नॉट देयर, व्हाट एम आई? जस्ट नथिंग. एंड व्हेन यू टेल मी आई मेक यू हैप्पी, ओफ, लाइक जीवन सफल हो गया.
That's such a sweet thing to say. Yeah, talking about relevancy, please help me with that.
I think, Sukriti, you are very relevant.
No, are yeah, but it's also like that. Okay, so I'll talk to you about this after the podcast. But anyway, do you want to talk about anything else? I think I have asked enough. You want to?
The first thing in my mind right now came as chat. Puchho kya puchho? I realized, oh, ye podcast is one. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So it's like काफी आदत सा हो गई है, आदत हो गई है उस चीज की कि अभी चैट बताएगी नेक्स्ट. लाइक इवन व्हेन आई एम व्लॉगिंग, आई एम लाइक गाइस कमेंट करके बताएं. लाइक अभी आंसर नहीं मिलेगा, जब जाएगा तब मिलेगा.
या दैट्स ट्रू. सो इवन आई डोंट, आई फील कि रिकॉर्डेड स्टफ का, आई मीन व्हेन आई एम आस्किंग यू आल्सो, रिकॉर्ड कर रहे हैं कि लाइव जा रहे हैं? आई एम लाइक लाइव कर रहा था, मुझे क्या फर्क पड़ता है. Chat, please, if you have any more questions for me or Sukriti, please put it in the comment section, and maybe we can do another podcast, or maybe we can do live.
Wow, would love to do that.
Sukriti, decide what to do with your questions. But the important part is questions.
Comment, guys. Comment down below. Let us know if you guys have any questions. And I was so happy to have Suhani here. And matlab itna kuch humne jana about her, because I whatever I wanted to ask her, maine pooch liya. Agar aapke sawal milte hai to theek hai, nahi milte to sorry. Mujhe puchna tha. But yeah, that was it. I am so happy that we did this, and I hope we have another one jab hame comments mein bata de aur sawal log.
Thank you for having me, Sukriti. Thank you for thinking of, you know, doing a podcast with me. And thank you for how you lighten up, like chand tare laga dete ho aap hamare chats pe. So please keep doing that. We love to see you in our chats, and maybe sometime on our streams as well very soon. So
would love to.
Thank you for the lovely person that you are, and just keep smiling that way.
Thank you so much. So that was it, guys. If you're listening to this on Spotify, make sure you follow and listen to other podcasts as well. If you're listening this on YouTube, subscribe to both of us because we are bringing some great content for you guys. And yeah, that's it. I'll see you guys super soon with another one. Till then, bye.